conversation quotient, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. First, to check in with what's going on in the world, some of the things that you've heard a little about, and some of the things that you may or may not have heard a great deal about. Monday, the 4th of November, first full week of the 11th month of the year 2013. Thanksgiving is, 3 weeks from this Thursday, right?
Yeah. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to California to be with Megan.
And you'll come over. We spent Thanksgiving together last year, as I recall.
Yes, we did. I went over to Ruth's.
I feel left out.
Chris Steakhouse with you.
Yeah, we had a great meal. I think I'm cooking this year, so you should come over.
All right, I'll come over. Everybody, after Megan, I'll eat with Megan, and then I'll go to yours.
I'm having like a misfit Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, if you don't have any place to go, come on over.
I'm going to Jennifer's.
You should, Ken. It's only a couple hours.
Roberta says, what's the matter? Why can't you invite me?
Roberta and Evan, you two are invited as well. Just come on over.
All right, let's find out what we need to know about today. I guess the good news is that it's a nice time for car dealerships. Car sales up 10% October this year from October last year. Chrysler saw an 11% gain. Remember I told you that Ford sold 1.5 million cars around the world in one month? They sold 191,267 of them.
1.5 million?
Right here in this country. Yes, 1.5 million cars last month. Let's see here. General Motors up 16%. Ford up 14%. So they're 1.2 million. That's a lot of cars and trucks to sell in one month.
Wow.
1,200,000 new cars sold last month.
I will say the Fords are looking pretty darn nice lately.
Fords are looking good. I can't get used to the Ford Explorer police cars.
Yeah.
Can you?
Those are cool.
The Ford Explorer police cars?
Mm-hmm.
They look like something out of one of those movies. You know, the police movies of the future.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis
was
in one of
those movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't they? I mean, honestly. Don't they look like that a little bit? To you? Maybe
a little bit. A little bit.
All right.
That's where they got the idea.
It is?
It went into the future.
All right. Lots of discussion about the TSA incident in Los Angeles over the weekend, but how many of you have heard what happened in Chicago at O'Hare International Airport? It was not one of those alligator bags that appeared at the baggage claim.
Oh, no.
It was an actual alligator.
How'd that happen? How do you check an alligator?
New kind of visitor.
Carefully.
Causing a stir at the Department of Aviation. An alligator was discovered at the baggage claim area, claim 3 at O'Hare International. Officials say the alligator was spotted by a maintenance worker underneath the escalator. Police say the alligator was captured and there were no incidents. He was contained in a large trash can.
Oh, my gosh. You always hear those horror stories about the alligators that swim up into the toilet.
Yes.
And how many of you don't check before you plop down to make sure there isn't a gator waiting for you?
Well, it's usually a snake, though, isn't it, Roberta?
Back even up. Worse.
And, yeah. We'll all be checking now.
The Chicago Herpetological Society captured him.
Hmm. How big a dude was he?
How big? About 6 feet. I'm serious.
Good size alligator.
And the headline reads, "No one injured as alligator terrorizes airport."
Is that going to be the new thing, alligator terrorism now? Do we have to have a special unit of government?
The herpetological.
TSA, special TSA unit.
Right. The herpetological. That'll be the reason to give the.
Start profiling.
You look like an alligator to me.
Very good, Ken.
They'll have to have a gun to shoot the alligator. All TSA agents now will have to be, armed with a gun. Shoot those alligators on sight. And by the way, the Chicago Herpetological.
I'm kind of surprised they're not armed to begin with.
Really? You know how you apply for a TSA job? It's like when McDonald's.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I bet they will be soon.
If your feet are flat, you're all set. Anyway, the alligator. I lost my. Oh, you said we're going to own them. We're going to arm them, and that got me off my track. The Chicago Herpetological Society says this poor alligator was on a poor diet and suffering from ill health.
Well, sure, that airplane food is,
I know.
Ate a few passengers, you know.
Yeah, peanuts and turkey wrap. Wow.
Yeah.
All set and ready to go. All right, so that's the big news from Chicago. Big news about Edward Snowden. I know
Speaking
you're going to be
skaters.
Shocked to hear this. He was denied clemency in a request. The U.S. government said he'll not be allowed to come back to America unless he wants to face the music.
Do you think he laughed when he sent in the clemency request? Like, do you think he had a chance, really?
Well, do you think he... Well, I think he's sincere.
What's the worst they can say? No.
Right.
Right.
But do you think he laughed when he put it in the mail?
No, I think he's got such a big ego, he probably thought they were going to welcome him back.
I think you're right, Kenny. Yeah. Huh. I think you're right. Yep. Let him come through. The guy's clueless, obviously. All right, big election day tomorrow. There are a lot of elections hanging in the balance, including one for the mayor and city council in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Taking a look at one of the candidates for city council there, goes the name is 20-pound carp. Last November, the Michigan fish made a name for itself when it was removed from West Park for being destructive to the pond's vegetation. The 20-pound carp was relocated to a nearby river. Seems the carp has greater aspirations. After establishing a Twitter account last year, the carp and whoever's behind this account announced its intentions to run for a seat on the Ann Arbor City Council.
Perfect.
To win a seat on the council, the carp will have to defeat Democratic candidate Jack Eaton, who unseated incumbent Mark Higgins
carp?
In the primary.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if you're Jack...
carp!
Yeah. If you're Jack Eaton and you lose to a carp, that is so embarrassing. That would be horrible.
With that name, Jack Eaton, if you're around a carp and you're eating... The
Eaton
election
carp.
Is between Eaton and carp, you're probably...
Oh, boy.
A problem to begin with. This is the anniversary today. The Good Day History lesson for the day brings us back to this date, 1979, when 3,000 militants overran the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. I'll tell you the consequences of that in a few moments. The portion of the program you're listening to brought to you in part by the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings. There are four ways to win it all: the Hail Mary Burger, the Stampede Burger, the Reuben Burger, and the Pub Burger. You'll get them all only at Buffalo Wild Wings, where they specialize in wings, beer, and sports.
Let's get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stat. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right?
Let's get it started.
Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Want an easy-to-install floor at an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all Easy-Click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get Easy-Click hardwood, Easy-Click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Evans at the controls in our studio in Washington. So Ken, as opposed to Jen, we can have, how can we do that for Roberta? Rob? That doesn't sound right. All right, anyway.
Just call me Goddess.
Facebook.
Queen.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. What's the focus on Facebook?
Michael just posted on our Facebook page, Doug, it is known that a natural antibiotic is olive leaf extract.
We're talking about, I think earlier we were talking, I'm kind of off on this all the time, or a lot of the time, some of the special things that you can do to enhance your, for example, I take ester C when I want to boost up my immune system. But I have taken olive leaf extract. It is very good for lots of different things. It adds a lot of the green materials add to your body, your health, and well-being. So that was good. What else have we got there?
A couple comments or questions about the LAX shooting. Jay says that we were saying a friend dropped off the shooter at the airport and didn't notice he had an AK-47. Well, that was because
he just thought he had a gun in his pocket.
A backpack or a luggage or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Mickey says that's a big backpack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it probably was, but it'd still be considered carry-on, I bet.
On this date, 1979, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, in Iran, was overrun. 54 embassy staff members were captured. The Ayatollah Khomeini, who is still around now, right? Isn't it the same Ayatollah who was around then? Ayatollah.
No, I don't think so.
It's not the same.
I don't know.
That guy died.
I thought, next guy is the same name, Ayatollah Khomeini? What's the new guy's name? Ayatollah. Anyway, probably not important to the story.
Nothing we could say on the radio.
he died in 1989.
So who's the new Ayatollah? What's his name?
Just a few years back.
Ayatollah.
Now, come on, find out what the name of the current Ayatollah is, will you please?
I remember that story vividly because I was working at United Press International at the time, and I was the overnight international editor.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting a call from our correspondent there. I think his name was Edmund Smith.
Yeah.
And the office was right across the street from the U.S. Embassy.
Yeah.
And you could hear them chanting as they were parading the hostages around outside. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling them, just take the microphone and drop it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get the natural sound of the chanting. It was just chilling. The whole thing, you know, that whole experience was almost surreal.
The Iranian hostage crisis lasted 444 days when Ronald Reagan, who was elected, by the way, on this date in 1980, on his inauguration day, January 20th, 1981, remember Jimmy Carter got on a plane and flew over there to bring the hostages back? All of them.
But they released them on the inauguration day, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody said they were afraid of Reagan. So whether or not. All right, what's the new Ayatollah's name, Evan?
The new Ayatollah's name is Ali Khamenei.
Khamenei.
And the first guy was Khomeini.
Right, it's spelled
big
with an
E. 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Oh yeah.
Wow, big news. For our NSYNC fans.
I'm sorry, are you talking over the song?
NSYNC reunited this weekend. Chris Kirkpatrick has said bye-bye-bye to his days as an eligible bachelor.
Bye-bye-bye, get it? I get it.
Bye-bye-bye-bye. He was with NSYNC. 42, tied the knot with his fiancé. I guess if you're going to choose somebody to tie the knot with, it's probably good to do it with your fiancée.
Yes,
her name
good.
Is Carly Scadani.
Hmm.
At the Lowe's Resort in Orlando. And all five of the NSYNC members were there to celebrate. Justin Timberlake.
They were all ushers.
Yep.
They're all in the wedding. Isn't
JC, how is it?
Chassé.
Joey Fatone was
My
there.
My favorite. I love Joey.
Joey Fatone.
Mm-hmm.
And Lance Bass. Jessica Biel. Married to Justin Timberlake, was also there as well.
Huh. I would, seriously, that would be like a dream to go to one of their weddings and have them all there. Oh, I wish I was on the
Well, I have to get married. We can probably work the rest of it out.
Oh, I would love
How
it.
How would if you married one of them, Jen?
I would love it. I would actually try to marry, you know, Justin's really cute, but he's kind of overdone. I would try to marry Joey.
Kind of married already anyway.
Yeah, whatever. What does she have on me that Jessica Biel plays? So she's gorgeous and a movie star, really?
Another important event took place on this date in 1922. Let us go now to the Middle East, where there's so much other news today, other than the riots going on in Pakistan and Iran today. There's big celebration on the streets in Egypt because, going back to this date in 1922, in the Valley of the Kings, the King of all kings... I'm not talking about Jesus. This was the young King Tut. King Tutankhamun's tomb.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get the monkey? Did you do the monkey?
Is it suggesting a King Tut look like a monkey?
How I think he said funky.
Funky, okay.
Yes.
Actually, King Tut came to power when he was 9, and he died 10 years later at the age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
1352 B.C.
They apparently didn't have Obamacare at that point.
Apparently not, nope. But he suffered the consequences of no Obamacare. That's the end of him. He was done. All right, so there are a lot of other things going on in the Middle East today. Protests galore in Iran on the anniversary of the capturing of the embassy staff members. Also, a lot of hoopla in Pakistan, where two things going on, protests and an election. I suppose maybe those are two things that go well together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially over there. The Pakistan Taliban is trying to choose a successor to Hakmullah Memsed, who is their devout leader. It was killed Friday, the obit on him. Did you see that in the Chicago Times, an obit for Hakmullah Memsed? And they list, you know, in the regular obituary, they list all of the credentials, all the good things that whoever it is that died. So next to Hakmullah Memsed is probably Jerry Geller, who belonged to his temple. He was very active in the Boy Scouts. He helped women cross the street. He worked for 65 years over at Joe's Bar and Grill. So he died, and so did Hakmullah Memsed.
Hmm.
Anyway, he was killed because we sent drones over to wipe out a few more bad guys. We got a few good guys with the bad guys, which is usually the case. But at least there are six, I think, bumped off. And he had a $5 million bounty on his head. So who gets that? The guy flying the drone? What happens to that $5 million?
Even if you get him by accident, maybe.
28 after.
Are you confused about the Affordable Care Act and what to do during open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace? Here's an online tool that explains it. AARP's Health Law Answers at healthlawanswers.org. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Just select your state, check off your gender and age, the number of people in your house, and your monthly income. Up pops an important set of questions. Do you have health coverage through your or your spouse's job? Are you about to lose your health care coverage? Do you receive Medicare, Medicaid, or TRICARE? Are you covered through an individual policy you pay for? And finally, are you covered at all? Just check the one that applies to you and the tool explains what to do. AARP has an online resource called Choosing a Healthcare Plan, Coverage Cost Compare. It covers what to think about before you start looking at what's available in the health insurance marketplace and where to get the info you need once you start. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. I like them apples. Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much... Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
U.S. One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Carefully, because Roberta knows something that nobody else knows.
Yes. She
oh,
does.
I do?
Yeah. Roberta, you're supposed to play along.
She's oh, just okay. Playing. Yes, I do. I'm the queen. I know yes, I know something she everybody she else
knows. Playing
doesn't
dumb
know.
To
Jennifer
throw
Horn, off. Ken.
That's what yes. I do all the time.
Dan Kessler, yes, perfect. The Doug Steffen family. Dudley is here with Roberta and with Jennifer and Kenny and all the rest of you who are regaling things. And you're smarter than the average beer because you listen to this program. There was a suit filed on Friday in Brooklyn District Court, $85 million lawsuit, alleging that a Brooklyn man died while drinking Red Bull.
Uh-oh.
I wonder how much of this, the monster, these big drinks...
Well, he had a heart attack, and it's likely that he had an underlying heart problem to begin with.
Yeah, so does it say on the Red Bull label, danger, do not drink if you have a heart problem?
No, but it would have to say that on coffee and soda, too. I mean, Red Bull's got a little more caffeine than coffee, but really, it's the same deal.
It is. You sure?
Are you?
I just find these things... I had one, you know me, I take things in triplicate. I've told a few stories about other things that I've taken three times. I had
mail-in
a monster.
Answers do not
No, but this is Red Bull, Monster, and there was one other one. What's the
there's
most
like a superstar one.
Yeah, there's another one. I can't remember. I was taking, I think I was, last time I drove cross country, I had these.
You drank three energy drinks in a row?
I did.
Oh,
and I do because I just want to experiment. I want to see what happens.
I can't believe
you
never
things.
Did drugs. Because if you have this experimentation thing, I would think you would be a druggie.
No. Never, never, never.
Okay.
No. Saw too much of it. So at any rate, the Red Bull. So what happens in this court case? Who's going to pay the $85 million? Red Bull has to pay it? Or who, under the circumstances, who's liable? Or do these cases go no place, Roberta? What does it say is likely to happen in this case?
Well, he definitely won't get the $85 million. That's for sure.
Right.
But you know, they would have
something.
To prove. They'd have to prove, you know, medically that that's what caused it, which is a very, very hard thing to prove.
Mm.
Extremely hard to prove.
888-302-3684. Those of you who like to put spices on your food, how many people put various and sundry things? You have there's four or five. Like Chef Prudhomme, And most of the big chefs have their own, they have their own line, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't they? Do you know where most of them are made?
China.
And guess what, boys and girls? There is a double salmonella, say it again, Doug. A double salmonella risk using any imported spices. Most of them come from China. Some of them come from other parts of Asia. Salmonella is like E. coli, listeria, all of that stuff.
Hey, I thought he was like a member of the mafia gang. Salmonella, knew him well.
I don't even bother. 888-302-3684.
Hey, yo, Sal.
Uh-oh. 684. So,
you
in
China lately?
Sal.
Yo.
That's probably never been to. Hey, the good news story. Story of Kyle Frolic.
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 Yes.
Hey, Kyle, do you frolic in the water?
Frolic.
She had
three caffeine drinks just before she went on the air. And this is what I sounded like after I had three of them. She's now the epitome of what Doug sounded like. Anyway, this fellow... maybe time for a commercial.
I love
soon.
That she's cracking herself up, too, which is the best part. Because she goes, you want a frolic?
Anyway... this guy, Kyle Frolic, had diseased kidneys. Now, there's not anything there to laugh about. He was getting married. He had a 100-to-1 chance of surviving. This sounds like an episode of, what's the English show that took place? What's that, the big...
Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey, yeah. Where the guy who loves the girl who is the maid, he's dying because he was wounded in World War One. And he's on the deathbed, and he wants to marry this girl. She doesn't want to marry him, but she marries him anyway, even though he's going to die. Well, this guy was going to die. The lady in his life says, I'm going to save your life. Now, he'd had all kinds of searches try to match him up. Nobody ever thought to test the fiance. Guess what?
Uh-oh.
She was fine. She donated one of her kidneys to him, and they got married last Saturday.
Oh, what a happy ending.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Story at DougStephan.com. He was 22 and, I don't know what the, anyway, the story's a good story. That's why I told it. I like good stories. They always make me cry, like sad movies. Oh.
Like this segment?
Roberta just took my rhythm away from me for a moment or two. Chuck Schumer, New York senator, never saw a microphone or a television camera he didn't like.
Loves them.
Said Hillary is ready. She's going to run, and she's going to win in 2016. He became one of the first, other than those 16 senators that were supposed to be secret. Well, no, there are no secrets in Washington. He became the first person to give an endorsement for the upcoming presidential election. Well, we just had one, didn't we, a year ago?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. He was in Iowa. They're in Iowa already for the next time around. And he endorsed Mrs. Clinton. She'll be at the top of the ticket. We'll vanquish the Tea Party, he said. Time for a woman to be president. I got news for you, Chuck. It was time for a woman to be president 6 years ago. He just didn't vote the right way. Anyway, there were 750 big-time Democratic donors there who were very enthusiastic with their applause. How about that? She's not in any hurry to declare her intentions. Won't that be sweet? What do you think? John Kerry versus Mrs. Clinton?
Ooh, John Kerry, no.
No.
It's going to be Howard Dean or Joe Biden.
Yeah. Sanford, Florida, this is the, we could do bulletin, 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 or what's the old, we used to have good sounders in the newsroom. Don't you remember, Roberta? We used to have these great, Dateline, Sanford, Florida, a city where Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman. They have changed their neighborhood watch rules and will now perform background checks And all volunteers will have to undergo a training program and psychology test. Hmm. Police department there also recommends that volunteers not carry firearms. Gee, you think? Newsflash. The police chief, who is new because the other guy resigned because he made a mess of this, announces new rules at a community meeting tomorrow. The new rules will open the city up to lawsuits, however, say lawyers, since the state's gun laws allow licensed gun owners to carry concealed weapons, and that includes volunteers who are working with Neighborhood Watch. So, who be the first person to sign? Police chief says you can't have guns? Well, we have the right to carry arms, and so you can't stop us. I can stop you from being on Neighborhood Watch, though. Or can you? How do those things? I can't tell you. I've lived in a neighborhood. I watch out for my own neighborhood here. And my cows are my protection. Well, going to have to get through about 45 cows before you get to me. How does Neighborhood Watch actually work?
Well, you go to a meeting, like someone organizes it. You have like a neighborhood meeting and everybody just talks about what's going on in the area. You invite someone from the police department to come out that says, oh, you know, there's been break-ins on this block and this block. And then you watch out for each other. You have a little sticker on your door that says, this house protected by Neighborhood Watch. And you just watch out and you just kind of keep an eye on your neighbors. That's it. It's easy. Self-explanatory, really.
Really?
Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
Watch. Okay. I didn't realize.
I've never heard of a neighborhood watchman like a George Zimmerman walking the neighborhood. That doesn't happen in my neighborhood, where we do have a neighborhood watch, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
What are they watching for?
What aren't they watching for in this neighborhood? Just keeping your eyes open, Dougie. Keeping your eyes open.
eBay apologizing and swiftly removing 30 items of Holocaust memorabilia, including an Auschwitz uniform, believed to belong to the Polish baker who died there. Other items included the yellow stars of David the Jews were forced to wear by the Nazis, a pair of shoes belonging to a death camp victim, a Holocaust victim's battered suitcase, and a concentration camp toothbrush.
Oh, goodness. Mm.
Who in the hell would bid on a concentration camp toothbrush?
Yeah, that's pretty tacky.
My God.
They gave out toothbrushes in the concentration camps?
You know, I'm sort of wondering that.
Really?
I probably shouldn't laugh about that, but why in the world
think about it,
would they be giving toothbrushes to the people they're going to put in the gas chamber? Got to make sure they have clean teeth. Clean up the gold that they got from them. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Who was dull enough to say at eBay, yep, let's have an auction for all of this stuff from the Holocaust? What a bunch of morons those guys must be. Whew. Okay. Are you worried?
About?
Blood pressure.
Nah.
No. You're not over 40 yet. Kenny's over 40. He's got a little brother. He's taking medication. But I want him to get on Heart Factors Plus as well. Heart Factors Plus can help your situation if you're worried about blood pressure by boosting your nitric oxide level. Heart Factors Plus work for tens of thousands of men and women. Matter of fact, here's a guy. You notice how all these letters come from New Jersey? This is another guy from New Jersey sending a letter. Dennis writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while since you started talking about it. It has helped me with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Well, you know, I could be making that up. What is that?
That was my phone.
Oh, really? Sounded like somebody was warming up an accordion. Anyway.
It was reminding me about something.
Heart Factors Plus. Time for you to take your Heart Factors Plus, Roberta. It'll help your blood pressure level when you're on the air here with me.
That's what it was telling me, that I had to take my Heart Factors Plus.
Good. All right. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure, keeps your arteries open, clean, and strong. Better circulation, better blood flow, good for everything. Your brain, your body will love the boost it gets from Heart Factors Plus. Here's the number to call right now, 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. And when you mention Doug Steffen, With your order, you'll get a free bottle, another free bottle of Heart Factors, plus 800-577-8560. I think I take two of them a day. That's what it's good. It's good for nitric oxide. It'll get the blood around your system. It's definitely a plus. That's why they call it Heart Factors Plus. Boost your immunity. Get the blood out. That's really what enhances your immunity, too, getting the blood everywhere in your system. Better circulation with Heart Factors Plus. All natural. Recommended by our own Dr. Ken Kronhaus. 800-577-8560.
I just took a quick pass by my son's bedroom and easily took his temperature in seconds, thanks to my Exergen temporal thermometer. Just a quick swipe of his forehead and we were done. Exergen is already the number one choice among moms, and hey, us dads love it too. Now, accurately taking my kid's temperature is something he likes, and I don't have to miss a second of the game.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Walgreens.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Staffed. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it
started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
Think you can beat the beast? This Tuesday, the hit game show The Chase returns to GSN, and America's top trivia teams will battle an imposing force known as the Beast. At 6'6" and 360 pounds, the Beast's physical size is matched only by his massive intellect. He's got the mind of Einstein and the body of Frankenstein. In The Chase, teams face the Beast in a quick-fire trivia challenge. With hundreds of thousands on the line, it's a big-money game at its best. But the Beast stands between players and their cash. How does the Beast feel his opponents measure up?
The average IQ score is 100. Mine is 155, which means I'm a genius. So don't feel bad when you lose to me. Know that you're just average.
Watch The Chase, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, only on GSN. To find GSN in your area, visit GSNTV.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
We're tweeting about the alligator found inside O'Hare Airport. You want to check that out? It's you can tweet to @GoodDayShow. Scientists have been studying why a dog's tail wags. Dogs wag their tails more to the right when they are happy, and conversely switch to the left when they are nervous.
Really?
Not only that, but other dogs can read and respond to these signals.
Huh.
How about that? Researchers working with a neuroscientist from the University of Trento in Italy said it's very well known in humans that the left and right side of the brain are differently involved in stimuli that invokes positive or negative emotions. Dogs apparently have the same ability. Isn't that fascinating? Huh.
Interesting.
The dog, watch your dog now today. When the dog wags her or his tail to the right, they're happy. When they switch, now I want to know if when you're looking at them, are you looking down on them and it goes to the left, or are you looking from behind?
Yeah. Probably down on them, don't you think, towards them?
I think so. Very cool stuff. 51 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
To thank you for being a loyal listener,
we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Song Kokomo by the Beach Boys comes from the movie Cocktail.
Ugh, Tom Cruise never looked hotter, by the way.
Number one this week in 1988, as did the movie. That's a long... Was that the next big movie after Top Gun for him, Chucker?
It did very well at the box office. I know critics weren't too kind of it. It was, you know, it was decent to watch.
All right, so
Jennifer says Tom Cruise looked good, but I think Elizabeth Shue never looked better than that film.
I agree with you. She was hot, too.
All right, so Shue was hot. Shue and Tom Cruise. The wasn't she a Brat Pack member? Was she a Brat Packer?
No. She got her. She emerged from the Karate Kid. She played Ralph Macchio's girlfriend in the Karate Kid in 1984.
Oh, yeah.
She did Adventures in Babysitting.
And then in 1989, she took over the girlfriend of Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Got it. All right. Let's get to our contest, and then Chucker's going to give us the results at the box office over this past weekend. Let's see here. I think you may have just ruined the contest, but let's try... Let's try one clue, just for the heck of it.
Should I go to my room for an hour?
No, it's okay, Chucker. You'll be fine. Play one clue from our movie in question today, will you, Evan?
I hate this place! I hate it! I just want to go home! Why can't we just go back home?
Back where?
Okay.
Yeah, I did ruin the contest.
Ralph Macchio is 52 today. That's a cut from The Karate Kid.
Pretty good.
All right, box office totals. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He'll do the honors in just a moment here on Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle.
Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Want an easy-to-install floor at an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
All right, so, Chuck, what do we have? Any surprises over the weekend?
Not really, Doug. The big studio science fiction film Ender's Game with Harrison Ford did a respectable $20 million in business. The reviews were more positive than negative, and the trailers were never really good, but the $28 million opening on a $110 million budget is respectable. It's going to need a big overseas business, though, to get its money back. Bad Grandpa had a good second weekend. $20.5 million in weekend number two, $65 million in 2 weeks of release. Las Vegas, a new comedy with Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, and Michael Douglas, opened in third, a respectable $16.5 million in business. The kids' film Freebirds placed fourth, $16.2 million. Gravity continues an impressive run, $219 million in 5 weeks of release, $13 million over the weekend to round out the top five. And Thor, The Dark World, opens here in the U.S. on Friday. It opened overseas to a very impressive $110 million opening weekend. And it just goes to show you, Doug, franchises is what Hollywood wants. And this is what you get with these superhero movies. They do, if they do well, people like them, and they'll keep producing them.
So this is the anniversary of the current movie rating system of GMRX, PG-13, now NC-17, going into effect this date, 1968. So that was what? That's 45 years ago. I didn't realize you'd been around that long.
The first two films that went to a PG-13 rating were Gremlins and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom back in 1984, because they were a little bit too violent for a PG, so that was the...
But they stretched the meaning of all of this stuff. Chuck Curry is here. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.